Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Luke 17. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the text. Tomorrow, our nation turns its attention to giving thanks. If you were a visitor to America and unfamiliar with our culture, and you arrived for the first time today, when you look around at the theme of this holiday, what would you think the focus of the day is all about? You would probably assume that the day is in thanks for mass quantities of food. I'm tempted every year to use as the text the last part of Deuteronomy and just says, "And you shall eat and be full." This is the text. But if you would be a new visitor, and you would look around at the conversation that is happening, what is this holiday about? Eating more than we should. Watching football. Dressing up turkeys in all sorts of odd clothing. And having, images of turkeys of all shapes and sizes. And of course, the right to go shopping in the wee hours of the morning. That's what the conversation is throughout our culture surrounding what is going on this weekend. But our gospel lesson appointed for this National Day of Thanksgiving, it fits the real theme of the day. The event, as recorded in Luke's gospel, it's one that we've heard many times before. The 10 men with leprosy make their plea to the Lord. "Jesus, Master," excuse me, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." It's the same plea that we make 3 times each Sunday morning in the Kyrie. "Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us." The story of the 10 lepers, it's really a microcosm of our story. We were the diseased outcast people whose only hope was in the miraculous healing performed by Christ himself. But rather than merely being inflicted with an infectious skin disease, we were born with the fatal illness called sin. And just as Christ healed all 10 of the lepers, God has shown mercy and grace to all the people of this world. We hear the words of the psalmist from Psalm 103. He says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities." Christ carried the burden of all the sin of the world on his shoulders, and Christ died on the cross to pay the ransom price for the sins of all the people of the world. However, just as only one of the 10 lepers returned to give thanks to the Lord, so also we are reminded all too often that as God's faithful people, we find ourselves to be the vast minority in this world. God our Father has been very slow to anger. And this is something for which we should be very thankful and not just gather together once a year to express this thanks. We deserve to be condemned immediately, the first time and every time that we have sinned. But as the psalmist says, he does not treat us as our sins deserve. He does not repay us according to our iniquity. God has given to the people of this world his daily bread, even to those who do not deserve it, as the Catechism says, even to all evil people. He has given all of his children whom he loves the opportunity to live longer than we deserve. And we have received clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home. But not only do we have the opportunity to experience life much longer than we deserve to experience it, because by right we should be condemned each and every time we sin, but we have the opportunity to experience a greater act of mercy and compassion than just allowing us to live for a few years on this earth. Like the one leper who returned, we have received the greater healing. Not only was he healed of his disease, as were the other nine, but he received the greater healing. Christ says, your faith has made you well. And the healing of this man went way beyond just his skin disease. Faith brings so much more. We are saved by grace through faith. The forgiveness of sins is the greater healing, because it brings real life and salvation. Like the leper, not only have we been blessed with the mercy and compassion that all of mankind has received by being allowed to live and not fall under immediate and final judgment, we have received so much more than just clothing and shoes, food and drink. We have received the greater healing that only comes through faith. We have received real life that only comes through the forgiveness of sins, that only comes through the death and resurrection of Christ our Lord. And for this, we gather this evening and return thanks. We give thanks to our Creator, who provided us with this body and life, and with our clothing and shoes and food and drink, etc. Even more so, we gather and give thanks for the Savior, that he has come to redeem us from our slavery to unrighteousness, that he has purchased us with his own blood, cleansed us from our fatal disease of sin. Our love and thankfulness for these great gifts, words cannot express it. We have received this cleansing. We have been baptized and forgiven. And we look at the life we have with God, and the promises of future glory that those who have departed this life in faith are now experiencing. And we look to all that God has provided us, and we know that none of this is our doing. In response to this, we can really do nothing other than follow the example of that one leper. Return to Christ, throw ourselves at his feet, and give thanks. We have not deserved what we have received. We do not deserve the life that we have, we certainly do not deserve the life that is to come. And we gather here this evening, and we celebrate all that God has given us. And we rejoice that we can depart here this evening, having heard Christ's words, and depart with the joy that the leper did. As Christ our Lord says to us, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.